Angela to be our first speaker tonight.
Hello, my name's Angela and I'm an alcoholic. I was ever so graciously asked to speak tonight on the spot, so I'm very nervous. I have a sponsor, and I can sponsor others now, and I'll tell you what it was like, what happened, and how it is now. As I reflect back on my childhood, I can see that I had the ism from very young age. I always wanted to be different. I wanted to do anything I could to change my appearance. My mom sold Mary Kay, so I was very into makeup growing up, so I would always just try and put on makeup to change the way I looked, and anything that made me feel different, I wanted more of it, and I always wanted more of whatever made me feel good. So I grew up in upstate New York, and I have two older brothers and a wonderful mom and dad. So I had a great childhood. I didn't have any abuse or anything like that. I was a competitive figure skater from the age of five, pretty much. I started figure skating, and that was my true love, and that was my first, I guess you could say, addiction, because I was addicted to that sport. And it was a good addiction, but let me see. So that was my childhood, and my first drinking experience was when I was 15. I went out with a bunch of friends, and we had a plan to steal alcohol from one of our friends' garage, and we stole their parents' alcohol and went to the park and continued to drink. And that landed me in the hospital that night with getting my stomach pumped at the age of 15. So that was my first experience drinking. And I remember going back to school after that incident happened and the guidance counselor wanting to talk to me. And instead of feeling embarrassed about what I'd done, I almost felt like I was cool because I got attention, I guess. It was that the wrong kind of attention, but people were like, oh, wow, that girl's pretty cool. She can drink. even though I couldn't, I landed in the hospital. After that experience, I kind of shunned away from alcohol, and I was just really, in my high school years, I was dedicated to my figure skating. And I developed in high school an eating disorder. I was bulimic, and that was a very difficult thing to, it was the hiding, the manipulating, hiding and just lying and that kind of stuff, which is all follows with our disease that we all have. That was a really hard thing for me to get through, but so the eating disorder was a one way for me to change the way I felt and change my appearance again. And after high school, I decided I didn't want to go to college. Instead, I wanted to join the ice show. So I joined Disney on Ice, and I traveled with them for many years with the Little Mermaid. Going into the ice show, I experienced a lot of different substances, and they were introduced to me. And I was 19 when I joined the ice show, and I did not have an ID. Obviously I couldn't drink legally, but we always found a way. And then we were at a company function at a bar, and the bartender asked me, "Are you Tammy?" And I said, "Well, yeah." I mean, I don't know why I said yes. And he's like, "Are you Tammy Belmont?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I found your ID here at the bar." I'm like, "Oh, great." So from that point on, it was off to the races with the drinking, because I could get into any bar because I looked so much like this girl that they thought that I was her. So I took that ID. I ended up mailing it to her when I turned 21, thanking her for it. And then, so my years with on the road with Disney on Ice, like I said, it just was a party scene. You'd think, oh, you're an athlete, you're a skater, you're this. It's completely different. So it was party, 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 and then somehow make it to the ice show to skate. And I did. So after, I'll just kind of you know, I never thought that I had an addiction to anything or alcohol, but alcohol landed me in very dangerous situations multiple times, like going in cars with people I didn't even know, and at the time didn't think anything of it, but when I look back, I'm like, wow, I could have really, granted nothing terrible happened, but it could have. Thank you. In 2001, I moved to Tampa. I was hired to skate here at Busch Gardens, so I was skating in their ice show. And again, my life just revolved around alcohol and other substances. And I kind of kicked the eating disorder when I discovered a substance that made me not want to eat. So I really got into that, and that led me down, you know, dark alleys. And after skating for a while and realizing I needed to do something else with my life, because it was kind of just one of those jobs with no insurance, no benefits, that kind of stuff. I'm like, I need to get a big girl job. So I started going to nursing school. And when I was in nursing school, I realized, I can get a prescription for something that will make me, you know, stay up and study and do all this stuff. And well, my that I easily got the script, and I got addicted to that. And that was a really hard, that kind of led me down some bad places as well. So I somehow got through nursing school and became a nurse. I've been a nurse for 3 years now. And my disease took me to a dark place in the hospital setting, with being around, you know, basically like a kid in a candy shop as an alcoholic. And I started to steal medications from the hospital, and before you know it, that's what landed me in treatment and losing my job. But I thought my world was over. It was the hardest thing I'd ever had to do, was tell my parents that I was addicted to alcohol and drugs. And I had to do that. That was last year, Thanksgiving. I went home for Thanksgiving with them thinking that everything was hunky-dory, because I always told them everything was fine. And I had to go home and tell them that I lost my job, as my career as a nurse, and I had this addiction, and they didn't know anything about it. So my parents are so amazing that they supported me, and they wanted to get me help. So I went to treatment here in Tampa, and thought I was going for 28 days. I was there for 3 months because I needed it. And I went into treatment on December 15th of last year. So I'm coming up on my year anniversary, and during treatment got me sober, but AA is what has kept me sober and continues to keep me sober. I'm so grateful to have met everybody in this program and to have this program. It was introduced to me while in treatment. They took us to meetings, and I am so grateful for that. And then during treatment I got a sponsor, but after treatment I got the sponsor I have now, and she took me through the steps, and it was that process that was the most, I guess, learned the most about myself and the most freeing as well. I got, I think, the most out of doing my amends process, and I'm still working on it, but that has given me the most satisfaction, and that, I guess, just freeing me from my past, I guess. And I look forward to sponsoring others. I haven't done that yet, but that's, I guess, comes next. And this is part of the rite of passage, standing up here in front of everybody. And I guess that's all. Thank you very much.